All right, folks, this is huge. Epstein survivor Lisa Phillips just dropped a bombshell on Donald Trump and his Department of Justice. It is certainly not the news they were hoping to get today on Christmas. So Lisa Phillips just announced that her and other Epstein survivors have been working behind the scenes together to compile their own so-called client list. Now, remember, Trump, Cash Patel, Pam Bondi said there is no client list and that they weren't trafficked to anybody but Epstein. These survivors are calling BS and they're willing to expose what the government won't. So I'm going to show you what she had to say on the Legal AF podcast, the Midas Touch podcast. Before we do any of that, make sure to subscribe down below, drop a like on the video, comment, let me know what you think about this story. I would normally be wearing a Christmas hat in this video for Christmas, but it's a more serious topic. But I do hope you are enjoying your Christmas with your family, friends, and loved ones, or just celebrating whatever holidays you celebrate. Now, let's listen to what Lisa Phillips had to say, and then we'll talk about it after.
Well, what are the survivors doing behind the backdrop with you and others in leadership to kind of compare notes and start, you know, we always said, and I think you said it at one of your press conferences, you know, if they're not going to release the client list, we can put our notes together and our heads together and come up with a pretty good one. But we're going to sit back and let the government do the right thing, knowing mm-hmm. that we are here on the sideline to make them honest. Are there things in the works related to that?
Well, I spoke out and said that, you know, if you're not going to do your job, we'll do it. And it wasn't specifically, oh, the files, if you're not going to release the files. We knew they would release some files. We were willing to let them do their job. But on the background, I was doing my own job with other survivors. And as I spoke out, there were many survivors that came forward. And together, we were just comparing notes, you know, working with people in Congress. We can't identify which house and who they are. We'll have an announcement probably coming up in January about our findings. But as it relates to what I said in September, you know, the survivor community is strong. And as we connect the dots together, we started realizing, well, wait a second, you know, some of us were sent to the same guy in Hollywood for a movie audition. Some of us went to the same modeling agency where they were sending models back and forth, got in the modeling industry part. And then we realized there was two institutions that Epstein was sending, you know, girls mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. Can't really say too much, but wow. It was a bombshell revelation. It revealed something about my past, which I thought was just unique to myself. But as I started talking to other survivors, when, you know, there's 1,200 of us.
Right.
So the DOJ, when they went through the files, realized there's 1,200 of us. You don't think when we get together that we're going to have some overlaps and some similarities going on, and then we could take those and connect the dots ourselves.
Yeah.
And if the DOJ isn't going to release it, we can, you know, conduct our own research and bring that to their attention, to the right people who will support us.
And
that's what we've been doing on the sidelines.
I mean, that is remarkable. The strength of these survivors through all of this, with Donald Trump kind of like dropping some documents and then some documents and then some documents. I mean, it's re-traumatizing them in real time. They're having to live through this basically once a week because of the way that Donald Trump and his Department of Justice has been handling it. So I have such an admiration and a deep respect for these women who have gone through this incredibly traumatizing event. They were assaulted, they had crimes committed against them, and they are still fighting for accountability. I just wanted to preface by saying that, but she's right. I mean, in all of these Epstein emails, these leaked files as well, we've seen conversations surrounding co-conspirators, and the FBI, the Department of Justice, neither Trump, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, they have not provided any reason for why these co-conspirators who are named in these emails were not charged. And their claim that there wasn't anybody else involved, they didn't have evidence on anybody else, it was just Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, is total crap. And we're seeing it from these survivors who are saying that they could put together their own client list, or we're seeing it in the emails. Let's just look at a couple of them. For example, in August of 2019, about a year before Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested, the New York FBI was seemingly more focused on a different Epstein co-conspirator, as shown here in internal emails. Quote, for example, media has been all over the location and role of Maxwell as a co-conspirator. I advise that based on the volume and quality of evidence we have, the team is currently focused on charges for a different co-conspirator. However, we're engaged with counsel for all co-conspirators. So let's be clear about something. This is people involved in the New York FBI saying that there's enough evidence for another co-conspirator that is essentially on the same level as Maxwell, as Ghislaine Maxwell. They've obtained enough evidence to go after that person as well and to label them as a co-conspirator. And they also have enough evidence to be engaged with counsel for all of the other co-conspirators. So they're saying there's nobody else involved. There's no evidence for anybody else being involved. But the internal emails from the FBI is saying that they're speaking with the lawyers of other co-conspirators. Are you kidding me? It's insane. It's absolutely insane, the gaslighting we are seeing from them. Here's another one. This is Ken Dillian, who's a journalist at MS Now. He focuses on legal affairs. He posted in relation to this email, just because somebody is named in a DOJ criminal case doesn't mean they did anything wrong. Of course, that said, if prosecutors developed enough evidence to call someone a co-conspirator but didn't charge him, it could still go very badly for that person in the court of public opinion. And this is referencing that email where FBI agents, people involved in the Epstein investigation, are saying that there are at least 10 co-conspirators, at least 10. Three were located in Florida, one in Boston, one in New York City, one in Connecticut, and others were out of the country, or one was in Ohio and whatever it might be. But there were at least 10 other co-conspirators, and they're saying there's nobody else. But maybe these co-conspirators will be exposed by these Epstein victims. And listen to what Lisa Phillips said. She didn't just say it was individuals. She said it was institutions. It was agencies. It was people pretending to be a business of which these women were sent to. I mean, it is so much deeper than Donald Trump, Cash Patel, or Pam Bondi are letting on. And this is confirmed by these emails. And of course, more importantly, confirmed by the victims themselves. And on top of that, on top of what Lisa Phillips is saying, on top of the emails we just reviewed, the Department of Justice now says they've suddenly discovered a million more Epstein-related documents. A million. They've discovered it out of nowhere. It is insane, the cover-up they're engaging in. Because remember, their explanation went from, oh, there's no more documents, there's nothing to see here, case closed. Then they went, oh, well, you know, there's some documents. And now they're saying, well, you know, we discovered a million more, but it's okay. And they're saying that the files are going to come out, but with major delays, because they just discovered these files. The embattled agency led by Pam Bondi announced on Wednesday that it received over a million more documents potentially related to the Epstein case from the FBI and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. The DOJ said it was working around the clock to review the new tranche of files and make redactions to protect victims. And this is the statement they put out. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and the FBI have informed the DOJ that they have uncovered over a million more documents potentially related to the Epstein case. The DOJ has received these documents from SDNY and the FBI to review them for release in compliance with the Epstein Files Transparency Act. We have lawyers working around the clock to review and make the legally required redactions to protect victims, and we will release the documents as soon as possible. Due to the mass volume of material, this process may take a few more weeks. The department will continue to fully comply with federal law and Donald Trump's direction to release the files. Again, they are not complying with federal law because the Epstein Files Transparency Act required them to release it by December 19th, all of the files. And now they're saying, we're going to continue to comply with it. It's not how it works. You don't get to break the law and then say, well, you know, we're working on it. It's total crap. But a million more documents discovered. And we went from there's no more documents, there's nothing to see here, to, oh, well, there's a million more. It is insane. So, I mean, you know, she said that there's going to be an announcement in January from survivors and members of Congress who've been working together behind the scenes. I'm eager to hear it. And once again, shout out to all of them who are really, really doing really fantastic work, fighting for accountability when I can only imagine how difficult it is for them. So I will leave the video there. Thank you so much for watching. Once again, I know this is a more serious video topic, but Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying your holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, if you don't, have an amazing rest of your day. Make sure to subscribe down below, drop a like on the video, comment, let me know what you think about it all, and we will certainly talk soon.